Now, when we come here to chapter 8, we've come to a new section, actually, and I've written over this section, in fact, the rest of these two books of Samuel, Hosea 13:11. And this is the language of Hosea 13:11. I gave thee a king in mine anger, and I took him away in my wrath. Now, Samuel, again, a great judge, a great man of God, and he was brought up there at the temple where he could see the foolishness of the sons of Eli, and that God cut them off. And yet, notice what he does now in chapter 8. It came to pass, when Samuel was old, that he made his sons judges over Israel. Now, this was his mistake. He made his own sons judges to succeed him, and they were wholly unworthy and totally incompetent to do that. Samuel was a great judge. He was a wonderful prophet and a great man of God, but he was sure a failure as a father, just as Eli had been. Now let me read. Now the name of his firstborn was Joel, and the name of his second, Abiah. They were judges in Beersheba. These are his sons now, and his sons walked not in his ways, but turned aside after lucre, and took bribes and perverted judgment. They were totally dishonest. Strange, isn't it? Today we have seen so much of that. Several pastors have talked to me about why is it that you see a godly family in your church, a godly man, godly woman, and then a son or daughter comes along, becomes a hippie, and becomes immoral, or goes on drugs, and you can't find any explanation for it. Well, Samuel was a great man, God's man, but notice his sons, what they did. Then we're told in verse 4, then all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together and came to Samuel under Ramah and said unto him, behold, thou art old, and thy sons walk not in thy ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations. Now they ask for a king to make them like all the nations that are round about them. And Israel now, and they had a reason for it, they demanded a king, and they rejected God and Samuel. Israel was, of course, influenced by the surrounding nations to judge us like all the nations. But the thing displeased Samuel when they said, give us a king to judge us, and Samuel prayed unto the Lord. Now notice God's answer to this man. He says to him, and the Lord said unto Samuel, hearken unto the voice of the people in all that they say unto thee, for they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. It was the rejection of God now. And we find here that it does go back to the fact Samuel made his sons judges, and it gave these people an excuse. But God lets him know that it's because they've actually rejected God. That is the real explanation. And they still want a king. Verse 19, nevertheless, the people refused to obey the voice of Samuel, and they said, nay, but we will have a king over us, that we also may be like all the nations, and that our king may judge us and go out before us and fight our battles. And Samuel heard all the words of the people. He rehearsed them in the ears of the Lord. And the Lord said to Samuel, hearken unto their voice, make them a king. And Samuel said unto the men of Israel, go ye every man unto his city. Now they're going to get, by the way, a king. Again, as it was true in the days of Moses, he granted their requests, but he sent leanness unto their souls.